Humans have been growing food for 12,000 years. The concept of agriculture and growing food in one place has caused societies to flourish, and we couldn't live without it. However, in the past century, humans have made the one thing that we thrive on one of the biggest contributors to climate change. That's right, climate change isn't all from driving cars and running big oil refineries. Modern agriculture is horrible for the environment, and the planet cannot keep up with our ways of growing food. This is Green Me. For the first time in human history, in just the last 20 years, the amount of arable farmland on the planet has started to decrease. As the human population increases and the productivity of our farmland decreases, we're starting to see more and more land dry out and hit a point of no return. But why is land drying out? What does it even mean for land to hit a point of no return? And how does this have anything to do with climate change? Let's backtrack and talk about soil. Soil, like trees and other plants, has this magic ability to absorb carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. It sequesters it and uses it to feed bacteria, microorganisms, and even crops that grow over it. However, soil is quickly losing its ability to absorb this greenhouse gas due to erosion. And in fact, when soil becomes eroded, it releases the carbon dioxide that it was once holding in, kind of like when a tree is cut down. We've all seen pictures of those barren landscapes with huge cracks running in all directions, but how does it happen? How does soil erode and hit a point where it can no longer provide nutrients for plants or crops growing over it? When soil is tilled for farming, it's tossed and flipped over multiple times in a row, and then it's left with no grass or naturally occurring vegetation to cover it. The soil is then left completely vulnerable to wind, and thus can become eroded. About 75 billion tons of soil are eroded every year from arable farming land, causing a financial loss of about $400 billion per year. Something else that causes erosion is a practice called monoculture. You use tons of farmland to grow one crop, and when this crop is harvested all at the same time, it leaves soil completely bare, with nothing to cover or protect it. More than 80% of cropland in the United States is completely devoted to one of these four crops: corn, wheat, soy, and hay. Let's take a second to talk about corn. It pretty much dominates almost every item you see in the grocery store. Think of corn syrup, fructose, cornstarch, and pretty much any meat that was not grass-fed. In fact, 50% of the corn that we grow in the United States goes towards feeding livestock. Corn is also in products like cereal, chewing gum, soda, juice, hot dogs, mayonnaise, and alcohol. Corn is even used to create fuels like ethanol. So erosion and monoculture is bad, but there are a lot of other factors going into the way we eat that has planted a huge energy footprint on the planet. One of which is the globalization of food and the sheer amount of transportation that goes into it. Many food ingredients in the United States travel about 1,500 miles before reaching your plate. It takes more than 2,000 calories of fossil fuel energy to produce 1 calorie of soda. That's a lot of gas. In fact, the average person participating in the US food system uses about 500 gallons of gas per year. Who pays for all of that? Certainly, the environment is left with a huge bill to cover. Fossil fuels are also used to create nitrogen fertilizers. About 200 million tons of this are used globally, and it all started following World War II. Fertilizer was invented much earlier than the fall of the war by a German scientist in 1909, but it did not become widespread until 1945, when the US had a surplus of ammonium nitrate, a chemical that was used in bombs. Scientists figured out how to extract nitrogen from ammonium nitrate and use it as a fertilizer. Now, I'm not gonna get into all the scientific details of how fertilizer and excess nitrogen is bad for soil, but just know that it is. It uses tons of coal to produce. And when it runs off of eroded soil, it can get into waterways and contaminate our drinking water and kill lots of fish. Again, just know it's bad. So what can you do? How can you, as a consumer, change the huge industry of American agriculture that seems to have no future of becoming sustainable and energy efficient? The global demand for food is growing exponentially, and our planet cannot keep up with us. The time to go sustainable is now. Albert Bartlett, a professor at the University of Colorado who lectured about human population, once said, "The greatest shortcoming of the human race is our inability to understand the exponential function." And when we're talking about food, the idea of sustainability in farming is that food replaces itself, and you don't have to use extra energy to produce your food. We use about 10 calories of energy per every 1 calorie of food. It may seem impossible to make sustainable agriculture widespread, but there was actually a country that was able to achieve this. Under Soviet rule, the nation of Cuba pretty much only grew sugar for the sole purpose of exporting it to other countries. But when the Soviets left and the United States put a trade embargo on Cuba, the country was pretty much left isolated from the rest of the world. The flow of fossil fuels and modern agricultural devices that were once pouring into that country completely stopped. They had no access to fossil fuels. They pretty much had no choice but to start growing food that would only feed their own country. And as a result of this and a lack of modern agriculture practices, they were able to pretty much make their entire country sustainable in terms of farming. Now, obviously, cutting off all connections to other countries is not the answer, especially for the United States, but I just thought I'd provide the example for some insight, I guess. There's actually quite a number of sustainable farms that might be near you. Farms that don't use tillage or fertilizers, and farms that don't practice monoculture. Farms that grow food sustainably that you can buy fresh. When you buy from a grocery store, the farmer who grew your food only earns about 20 cents for every dollar you spend. There are so many benefits for buying food locally. Push yourself beyond your comfort zone and try to buy as much locally grown food as you can and see how many meals you can make. It may not be grown 100% sustainably, but anything is better than buying produce grown hundreds of miles away. You can use the Natural Resources Defense Council website to find out what crops are in season where you live. Invest in local farms and invest in sustainable farms and spread the importance of doing so. I hope you learned something new and stay tuned for the next episode of Green Me.